Good morning. So today, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich faces an impeachment trial, which could remove him from office. And in the run-up to this trial, he's been comparing himself to Nelson Mandela and to Gandhi. Some people say perhaps he's got a few delusions of grandeur. But we're asking you this. Who should Blagojevich be comparing himself to? And let's say if you were to compare yourself to another historical figure, who would that be? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or my take on the takeaway.org.
Hey, Adore, I want you to listen to a little story.
There was an old saying in the Old West. There was a cowboy who was charged with stealing a horse in town.
And there was a governor in Illinois, as we said, who was about to stand for an impeachment trial.
And some of the other cowboys, especially the guy whose horse was stolen, were very unhappy with that guy. One of the cowboys said, "Let's hang him." And the other cowboy said, "Hold on, before we hang him, let's first give him a fair trial. Then we'll hang him."
Okay. That is, of course, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
It's a hard story to follow,
trial.
I think, Catherine.
Oh, I don't know about that. You know, the trial starts today, but he's not going to be there. He's going to be on a publicity blitz. You've probably heard about it. Appearances on The Today Show, Good Morning America, The View. I cannot wait for The View. And also Larry King Live later today. Amanda Vinicky is going to join us now. She's a State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio, and she's going to catch us up and also give us a preview of what we're likely to see and hear this week. Amanda, good to have you here.
Thanks so much.
Why is he on TV and not at the State House?
You know, this is very classic Rod Blagojevich. He's always loved the media and being the center of attention more than he has enjoyed being in Springfield. He's known for being uncooperative with the legislature, so this really is nothing new for him. I do think, however, that he's thrilled, I'm sure, to be on The View and Good Morning America, no matter what the circumstances.
All right. Now, his lawyer, he and his lawyer, Edward Jensen, have parted ways. Talk about the implications of that.
You know, Ed Jensen is a very well-known, high-profile criminal attorney who a lot of people said, you know, this guy could actually make some hay. Who knows if it would be enough to truly help Blagojevich in getting off of all of these charges, but nonetheless very respected attorney. The fact that he quit, I do think, says a lot about Governor Blagojevich himself. Jensen said that he doesn't have to have his clients follow through on the advice that he gives, but they at least have to listen. And I do think, again, what you're seeing here is a very defiant Governor Blagojevich. He takes issue with that word. The governor says defiant isn't what he's doing. He's just maintaining his innocence in the face of all of these fake charges against him. But I think that we're seeing kind of the true character of the governor and the fact that Jensen, again, this guy who has is really very well respected and is known to be in for the fight, being willing to leave.
All right. Now, the wires are lousy with tapes of Blagojevich telling stories, but there are going to be some other tapes that are going to be released that we might hear in the state Senate. Tell us about those.
Yeah, whereas Governor Blagojevich is comparing himself with Jimmy Stewart characters, I think that these tapes, he's not going to sound very much like that. He is using a lot of profanity, as is his wife, who is going to be on The View with him and is known for kind of being dour and sour faced. So we'll see if she puts a smile on for The View this time around. But these tapes are, I think, really going to show not only what the governor has done in terms of abuses of the office, or what senators are looking at as possibly enough abuses of the office, they say, to remove him from office. But I think it's also going to really kind of hurt him, whereas he's trying this public relations blitz. I think you're going to have everybody listening to these tapes and what the governor says on them, and it's not going to help anyone think that he's anything like Jimmy Stewart or Gandhi or Martin Luther King.
Amanda, the bottom line is, are there enough votes to remove him from office? On some level, does this seem preordained, as Governor Blagojevich has claimed?
Yeah, you know, the senators have been very careful to not make any statements to the media. They are doing an effort in this trial to keep the media removed. We have restrictions such as, you know, 15 minutes before the trial begins, we can't talk. We're not going to be able to speak with the prosecutors at all. All of these kind of limits to try and make it fair. But yes, he needs 40 out of 59 votes in the Senate. And I think you will be very hard pressed. You know, he may get one or two. Who knows? The former Senate president's son has taken over that seat. So maybe, and the former Senate president, Emil Jones, was very close with the governor. Maybe his son will side with his, you know, dad and his dad's ally. Who knows? But yes, there's, it would be impossible to get less than the 40 votes that are needed.
How quickly are we going to see action?
You know, everybody's thinking kind of quick, especially now that the governor is boycotting. He and his attorneys, now minus Gensen, are boycotting the trial completely. As I know you said in the introduction, he's not even going to be here today. He's going to be out gallivanting on the media circuit. So without any protests, I think that's going to take out any chances of a prolonged trial. The only exception to that would be there had been a thought that perhaps his legal defense team would try and go to court to put a stop or a temporary halt to the trial. We haven't seen that yet. I think things are going to go full speed ahead and be done as soon as this week.
Well, and in fact, we should also make it clear that there's a possibility, of course, of another trial for Governor Blagojevich. What do we know about his possible criminal trial?
You know, there still has not been an actual indictment. And of course, the governor maintains his innocence in all of this. And he says that there has been a rush to judgment. Got to say that in one regard, there are very few people who I think are believing in his innocence now. So maybe that's true. But I, as a reporter, I guess that's not my place to judge here. But there has been no indictment. We don't know, but I am quite certain that a criminal trial will be coming. And it's not going to focus, I don't think, on just what we have read so far. There were investigations into the Blagojevich administration starting from before he was even sworn in as governor the first time.
Okay.
In terms of hiring fraud. So we'll see.
All right. Amanda Vinicky, thanks for joining us. Amanda Vinicky is a State House reporter for WUIS, Illinois Public Radio. We're going to turn now to Mark Garrison. Catch us up on the latest headlines. Hey, Mark.
Thank you, Catherine. It's 29 minutes after the hour.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.